The Mishnah on Yud Tes and Beis says, "Hakol Kasher and Likros Es Megillah." Everyone is qualified to read the Megillah, Chutz Mecheres Shote V'Katan, except for one who is deaf, who is a Shote, he's deranged, he is not in the mental status to do so, or a Katan, or a minor. There's a different discussion later on regarding a woman. Rav Yehuda Machshir B'Katan. However, Rav Yehuda says that a minor is qualified to read Megillah and to be motzi other through his reading. So Tosos, Dir Maskel Chutz Mecheresh, just tells us what kind of Cheresh we're talking about here. So he says, Stam Cheresh Have Eino Shomea Ve'Eino Medaber. Usually when you hear the word Cheresh, you're talking about a deaf mute, meaning he cannot hear and he cannot speak. Aval Cheresh Shalakam Medaber Hu Midi Mikra Megillah. Obviously, the Cheresh here can speak, because we're talking about reading the Megillah. So obviously he can do that. U'Pikechu L'Kol Devar V'Chutz Medaber Zesh Tarach Sheish Me'Lazno. He's fine in all senses except for this, because he cannot hear what he is reading. So for that reason, he still cannot be cannot read Megillah because he cannot hear himself say it. But he's not a full blown Cheresh as we usually say because he's not blind. He's not mute. He's only deaf. Now the next Tosos, Jalong Tosos. Tosos basically asks a lot of similar questions regarding the machlokas between Rav Yehuda and the Tanakhama. Just to say it in brief before we get into the Tosos, why does Rav Yehuda say that a katan can read Megillah and be motzi adults by reading Megillah? So Rav Yehuda's premise is because basically everything is equal. It's a darabanan for the katan because it's medin chinuch, and the Megillah for adults is also darabanan because the mitzvah itself is the nature of the mitzvah is darabanan. However, the Tanakhama feels that not everything is equal here because the katan really has two darabanans, meaning he has the darabanan in the fact that he's it's for chinuch, and the obligation to read the Megillah is also darabanan. But adults, even though the mitzvah of Megillah is darabanan, but generally their obligation towards the mitzvah is daraisa. So that's basically what Tosos is going to say. So let's read it inside. So it says Tosos, Kasha, Bezakata Mairi, what kind of minor are we talking about here that Rav Yehuda says can be motzi adults? If we're not talking about, we did not yet reach the age of chinuch at all, so why would Rav Yehuda be machshir? I'm reading the Sof Perak Basar, the Rosh Hashanah, it says in Rosh Hashanah that whoever is not obligated in themselves in something certainly cannot exempt others in their obligation, in their chova. So it can't be talking about such a young katan. And if he reached the age of chinuch, so why would the Tanakhama, why the Chum say that he cannot read Megillah? Because we say that regarding all others, where they're only liable midrabanan in the first place for Megillah, so why can't we say that the chiyav midrabanan of the katan can be motzi the chiyav midrabanan of the adults? So it says also in Brachos, that in Brachos it says, talk about birkas amazon, that a son who's a katan can be motzi his father in benching, even though he's a minor, and the father is yotzi in his bracha. Why? So we explain over there. Again, it's all equal here based on the logic of Yehuda, because the father only ate a kezayis or kebetza, which is only a shiur derabanan to bench anyway, and the minor is only obligated to midirabanan, so he can be mostly the father since both of them have an obligation that's only midirabanan. So Tosa says, "Va'milo minem kem Megillah." So why can't we say similarly about Megillah if we say so in Brachos by benching? Tosos asks a further question. Rechein Perak Lulav Gazel in Sukkot says the following, the Amar, Ein Katan Motzi B'Kriyas Halal V'Onin Acharav Ma'ashehin Omrim, that a Katan cannot be Motzi adults in Halal. Rather, what would happen is the adults have to answer what he's saying because they can't be Motzi through the Katan, they have to be Motzi themselves. Ma'ashehin Berchas Amazon. And why is this also unlike Birkas HaMazon? So Tosos answers now. Vishlomar, the Olamayri B'Katan Shigil Chinuch. We're obviously talking about a Katan who reached the age of Chinuch. So why don't the Rabbanan allow him to be motzi others from Megillah? Va'afilu hachi pasul Rabbanan. Mishum de Megillah leka chiyuv afilu begdolim elamid Rabbanan. Mekatan ein mechiyuv elamid Rabbanan afilu b'shar mitzvos. So Chamin disqualify him. Why? because even though the obligation for adults is only midrabanan, and a minor is only obligated to midrabanan for other mitzvos, uvegadol leka alachad rabanan the Megillah, shari b'shar mitzvos hu chayiv deoraisa, we'll also trade rabanan u'mefik chad rabanan. But an adult, yes, over here is only one rabanan in terms of the Kriyas Megillah, but he's obligated midrabanan as a general rule for all mitzvos, and so therefore they double the rabanan of the katan, cannot be mostly single the rabanan of the adults. Avahahi de birkas hamazon, my risha katan achol kedei sevia davei chiyuv deraisa v'laka alachad derabanan u'meifika av shol achol ala shi'ura derabanan. The case, however, of birkas hamazon is different. Why? Because the minor ate up to the point of sevia, he was totally satisfied, which is a chiyuv deraisa for an adult. Obviously, again, for the katan, it's a derabanan because of chinuch, but the nature of his eating is a chiyuv deraisa. So it comes out that the minor, here it's only a single derbanan, not a double derbanan, and so therefore he's motzi his father, who ate only a shir derbanan in the first place. We call makom kasha, k'namridin derav sheishas rav Yosef Amri, agad debalel pesachim, u'tzin acherim, mishum desfari matzah bezman hazeh derbanan. So still we have a question, because Rav Sheishas and Rav Yosef was blind, and they said the Haggadah on the Seder nights and were motzi others, even in the bracha of matzah, because they hold that matzah nowadays is only derabanan. Ufi masha pirish kasha hechi asu inhu davu trade derabanan dasuma patrim in lomar hagada. But based on what Tosas has said so far, it's difficult because it's a double derabanan for Rav Yosef, because a blind person is exempt from saying the hagada altogether. Umafki acherim dechivu miyad derabanan v'lekabuhu elachad derabanan. So how could it be motzi the others who are obligated midrabanan, meaning if you say the matzah is derbanan, but it's only a single derbanan, because generally their mitzvah is doraisa. So he Tosas answers, v'yishlomar the suma adif mikatan, sharei nischayif kvar midoraisa mash enkein mikatan. A blind person is not comparable to minor, has a higher status, because he had been, I guess this is assuming that he was not born blind. He was already obligated midoraisa at a point, unlike a minor who has never had the chance to be obligated midoraisa. So, and again, this must be only talking about the case where Rav Sheishas and Rav Yosef were not born blind, and therefore they were originally chayiv de'oraisa.